brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex.
All right, we are back live. I got a lot of other tidbits of news today. We've now confirmed in four tests that Google has a long index of names. You can't do Google bombs that criticize Google. You can't do Google bombs that criticize Obama. Any combination of popular index terms are now blocked. So tomorrow I'm going to have an article out that's got an archaic term that it won't be in their list, and we'll try to beat their algorithm. It's the only way to beat it now. So tomorrow, that's our mission, defeat the enemy. Also, coming up in the third hour today, perhaps even later in this hour, we've got Ed Foster, the mayor of Quartzsite, who was fired by the city council because he wants to know where paychecks are going, mystery paychecks, and where all the money's going. Of course, how do you fire someone who's elected by the people? Well, how does the police arrest folks in citizens' communication? Just saying no one's allowed to speak or not allowed to talk about corruption. I mean, how do they do it? They just do it because they can. It's now become a national issue. Headline, Arizona town in disarray, mayor alleges corruption. The far western Arizona town of Quartzsite, right on the high desert, I guess California border, was in disarray Monday after the town council ousted the mayor from power and declared a state of emergency all over an online video that showed a woman being arrested. The town of 3,600 people. So we're going to be going over that, and Ed Foster is set right around now to try to go to the council. And so you can't have closed-door secret council meetings. You can't fire me, the mayor. I'm elected. You people are out of control. And there's a bunch of police there, hundreds and hundreds of people showing up. I'm told that Ron Paul's groups are there, Freedom's Phoenix, with Ernest Hancock, other great folks, Oath Keepers that are all there. We're going to obviously be following this as it unfolds. I am going out of town on Friday, and no, I'm not going to Bohemian Grove to go cover Bohemian Grove. Anonymous, the big hacker group, supposedly going to be doing some stuff. But I didn't think about the fact that I was scheduled to go to California while Bohemian Grove was already happening. I was invited to an important event, though, in Los Angeles. I'll just say that, and we'll have some interesting news for you on that on Monday. But I'm tempted to extend our stay, but I'm torn. I want to be with my children, folks. It's like heaven just to paint and draw and play and go swimming with them. I mean, you know how it is. And that's really what I want to do. But the mission is most important. I know Rob's out there. I don't know, Rob, should we turn north after the event Friday and go up to Bohemian Grove? I mean, they're kicking off the cremation of care on Friday. I almost got arrested six months ago out there. I guess now 8 months ago. Time flies. What, in November? That was on History Channel or was it Discovery? I can't remember. What's Decoded on? History, right? Yeah. It's on History, so that's coming up. I'm going to do one more segment of news because I want to take calls and on any of the subjects that I've raised, and I'll give the number out. The phones aren't open yet. I'll give the number out at the start of the next segment. But I'm going to blitz through news first when we come back. This huge news on the Fast and Furious front. And then I'm also going to get into the economy, the demonization of Rand Paul by the Southern Poverty Slime Center. And also we're going to get into Anonymous could unleash literally explosive material on Bohemian Grove. Also, later in the third hour, I'll get into this spoof video, and it's satire, ladies and gentlemen. I say it's satire in the video. Alex Jones comes out against 911 Truth. Two parts. I shot it late last night. Couldn't sleep last night. And I did this sarcastic piece because when the BBC was here a few months ago, that was their angle. People are renouncing 9/11 truth. I'm like, really? Who? And they were giggling and laughing. I said, oh, you're going to try that stunt where you try to create like some peer pressure thing. So I did a joke spoof video, and it's up on Infowars.com and PrisBlender.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to open the phones up coming up at 24 after, then when we start the next segment. Throughout the entire second half of the transmission today, we're now, of course, into hour number two. It is Tuesday, the 12th day of July, 2011. Congressman Ron Paul has announced he will not run for re-election for the House of Representatives. He's going all in for president, and win, lose, or draw, he will retire if he doesn't win, obviously, the presidency, and will continue to work through the campaign for liberty. And he's certainly worked hard for everyone, and he will continue, win, lose, or draw, to speak and to engage and to go on radio and TV. As he said, I don't know, 6 months ago on this show, he said, you know, I've been in Congress a while, and we need to dig that clip up. It's newsworthy. And, you know, even if I retire from Congress, I will continue to speak and be involved in issues of liberty, because that's what my life's about. I mean, I couldn't see being alive and not doing it. So, you know, Ron Paul isn't going anywhere. I hope he lives to be 110. And, of course, that's the great thing about sons and daughters, is that Rand is coming up strong and is not disappointed in standing on constitutional principles. And we salute the Paul family for their tireless work. By the way, next week, let's get Wayne Paul, his brother, on and talk about Ron Paul and all the great things he's done and how we can get him into the White House. But even if he loses, he'll be injecting real issues and exposing the false left-right paradigm and how both major parties are controlled. So that is coming up as well. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We also have the mayor of Quartzsite on. The Associated Press reports that in the town that's now become an international story, that they've declared a civil emergency because people dare criticize the police chief for arresting people that speak during citizens' communication politely. And the mayor says they're allowed to speak. They're here on the citizens' communications, and they say, nope, we're the boss here, and arrest them. And they won't say, the city council won't say where these phantom paychecks are going. This is all coming to a head right now. And right about this time, he's set to go to one of these closed-door meetings they're having and explain, you're not allowed to fire the mayor. You're not God. And so a confrontation is going on right now, and the mayor has promised he will call in here first to give us the latest developments as that unfolds. So stay with us. Could happen this hour or next hour. But, again, your call's coming up, 800-259-9231. Okay. I'm going to get into Fast and Furious and the biggest development yet in a moment. But first, I talked a lot about this yesterday, and it's really upsetting. It's one thing to know how central banks work, to know how fractional reserve banking works, to know how they take down countries, to have the IMF and World Bank documents that have been out for 9 years since they got leaked when Stiglitz left the World Bank, Nobel Prize winner for economics. It's one thing to know they were planning this, and I've written a book about it. I've made films about it, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic. It's one thing to know they're going to do it, but it's another thing to really see them do it. It's like if you go to a hanging, I guess, and it's one thing to hear a hanging's coming, but to actually watch them throw the switch and the trap door fall and, you know, that neck snap. Or in a more modern sense, it's one thing to know a lethal injection's coming up, but then to witness one and to watch the person get the shot and roll out and die like a dog that's been euthanized. That it's happening. They're pushing the needle in right now. They're driving the plunger in right now. And republics and societies and humanity, they don't die unless they die in spirit. And so, yes, they are killing the republic. They are fully overturning the Bill of Rights and Constitution at every level right now. Many members of Congress admit the presidency is being turned into a bureaucratic dictatorship. Congress is being rendered ceremonial right now on war, taxes, you name it. We're in the middle of a war, an info war, and it's becoming a physical war. And we need to try to fix things peacefully, but the system wants it to be violent. And as we go deeper into a depression, you're going to see more and more corrupt governments get out of control, and you're going to see more and more clashes. That's what Homeland Security's been set up for, is to suppress the American people. Now, I want to get into Fast and Furious, but first I want to get into the economic news. Again, we told you that when they bailed out Ireland, that the problems would only get worse in Ireland because the debt isn't theirs. It's designed to bring you deeper into indebtedness, like a loan shark. We told you there'd be a first bailout of Greece, a second, and then they want a third. They're now in the news calling for a third. They need one for Italy, Portugal. They now admit that will bankrupt the entire euro, and it's going to happen. The banksters put the politicians into power, put their people into power for this program to bankrupt the planet and on the ashes of it introduce the global digital SDR, carbon tax, and VAT tax grid. And that's now the solution. CNN, ABC News, Times of London, you're being told that's the answer. For 2 years, they've come out of the closet and said, yeah, world government's the answer. We're going to save you. Now, the conspiracy theorists were wrong that we were going to set this up, but we're setting up exactly what they said we'd set up. Conspiracy theorists are folks that are informed, people that know the branches of government, people that know that having the TSA grab your genitals is wrong. They now call you a conspiracy theorist because you don't like it. Having an opinion is conspiracy theory. Being able to talk is conspiracy theory. Being informed is conspiracy theory. As I've said, 2 plus 2 equals 4. That is now a conspiracy theory. You're not allowed to have any thoughts. You just receive what they tell you, and that's the end of it. They're now in the news again saying mercury is good for children's brains. They don't care. Everyone knows. Look at the science. It's one of the most destructive metals in the brain. They don't care. Now, euro shaken by debt crisis. Dollar benefits, and this is how they're going to sell it. Seesaw. Dollar drops, euro drops later. euro drops, then the next dollar drops. And they go up and down in the gyrations, but in the general trend, they're going down. And so we look at the short term, and, oh, hooray, the dollar went up a little, but overall, it's still going down. Same thing with the euro. It's global G20 concerted currency devaluation, a giant inflation tax on all of us, food commodities going up, food prices and going up, kills people in the third world. It just hurts people in the West. Approaching 50 million people on food stamps in the United States. That's your modern bread lines. You imagine if every day there were 50 million people in soup kitchen lines? We're in a full-bore depression. And Geithner, we played it yesterday, said this is the Great Recession. So now they're going from we left the recession in June of 2009, and now we have entered the the greatest recession. And it's going to be the worst thing that many of us have seen in our lifetimes. That's the quote. So they've gone from looting you in the last few phases to now saying, yes, it's time for sacrifice, it's time for depression, but don't worry. Cut all the benefits, raise the taxes, pay everything to the bankers that they made up out of nothing, and things aren't going to be all right. It's going to get worse, but that's just the way it is. So now they're even dispensing with the lies about hope and change, and Obama's going to wave a magic pixie wand and fix everything. And with this comes staged terror attacks to make you love government. With this comes new wars. They're following a handbook. We're entering absolute bedlam. We're going to look back on July of 2011 as a happy time. You think things are bad now? You haven't seen anything yet. This is globalism. This is the wages of globalism. This is the fruits. This is what it does. Post-industrial world, serfdom, feudalism, economic bondage as a tool of control, no middle class, the poor plunging into abject poverty. Let's go ahead and play Geithner on Meet the Press, the slithering private Federal Reserve operative in there engaged in trillion-dollar heist in front of everyone. Here it is.
When do you think recovery is actually going to start feeling like recovery?
Oh, I think it's going to take a long time still. This is a very tough economy. And I think for a lot of people, it's going to feel very hard, harder than anything they've experienced in a lifetime now for some time to come. But that is the tragic effects of a crisis this deep and this bad caused by a long period of lost opportunities to do things that make the country stronger.
So earlier he said raise taxes, centralize control, because we didn't have bigger government to siphon the money off, we're in trouble. Now, this is a guy, and his predecessor was the former head of Goldman Sachs. All these people are either Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, or they're Wells Fargo, or they're Bank of America or Citigroup, Citibank. That's it. And you got the Bank of England over in Europe. That's six banks. Six groups. They openly created the $1.5 trillion. They openly got rid of Glass-Steagall. They haven't brought it back to allow them to do this. They openly have gotten, and we haven't gotten new numbers in over a year, $27 trillion, that's Bloomberg, of American taxpayer money. It was $23.7 trillion 2 years ago. Now we don't even know what it is. But it's trillions a month. And they take it and then leverage it into derivatives. They don't just, for every dollar they have in reserve, loan out 10 to you at interest. They loan out unlimited now. That's what getting rid of Glass-Steagall did. But notice now, they don't loan it out. They only give it to themselves to buy up media, to buy up defense, to buy up water districts, roads, everything going bankrupt into their coffers. And the magnitude of this is just unspeakable. Did you hear Geithner? This is going to be, for many people, the worst thing they've ever experienced in their life. They've never experienced anything like this, and it's going to go on for a long time. Yeah, it's never going to end. You're going down a tunnel that doesn't have an end. It's bottomless. You got to go back up. You don't let them lead you deeper. Remember 3 years ago? Oh, give the bankers trillions, they'll fix it. Oh, give Greece another bailout. It's not a bailout. The words they all use are lies. The words they use are lies. Everything's a lie with these people. They engineered the entire system. They're openly saying their solution after they're done bringing us into a total prolonged depression when we're so desperate, they'll say, you know what? We're going to tax all human activity, You're going to pay us to breathe. You're going to pay us to drive a car. We're going to track everything you do. And we're going to have a VAT tax on everything. How does that sound? We will fix it. The people that engineered it publicly, total criminals, they will fix it with austerity while they have their yachts and airplanes and palaces. We'll be right back with your phone calls. Then I'm getting into Fast and Furious, the latest developments.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty
as the globalist conscience. situation seems to be.
Seems to be. My love is vengeance that's never free.
Folks, do you realize what's happened now? Do you realize what is unfolding?
No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings.
They're openly saying the president can do whatever he wants without Congress. They're openly saying, yeah, we're in a depression. This is going to be the roughest thing you've ever experienced. They positioned themselves. They lied to you about everything. They're killing the Republic right now. They're destroying every sovereign nation on earth economically, and if they can't do that, they're doing it militarily. Awaken to the real world. Awaken to real issues. Call out the globalists. Call out their world government. The path they're taking us on leads to degradation, enslavement. It leads to humiliation. It leads to poverty. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls. And then coming up, the biggest news on Fast and Furious yet. We can bring down the globalists with this. I'm telling you, this is so important. It exposes government drug dealing, gun running, false flag terror attacks, their modus operandi. It could bring the whole thing down. And regardless, it's already damaged them greatly. This is terrible what they did. But the fact that good ATF folks blew the whistle on this, this is big. Tracy, Scott, John, Jonathan, Michael, and others, we're going to you. Tracy in Oregon, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. First time caller. First time I tried to call in, I got right on. You were speaking about the system wanting it to be violent. And I would just like to get it out there about some other research that has been going on about this Jennifer Jade Jones arrest. And this website, WellAware1.com, who the host of the site is on.
Well, ma'am, for those that don't know, you're talking about Quartzsite. It's all over the international news right now. People being arrested for speaking during citizens' communications. The mayor being, quote, fired by the city council, which you can't do. All sorts of craziness. Let me just fill in, folks, what you're talking about. Specifically, cut to the chase, Tracy. What's going on?
Well, maybe that's why the mayor's not in on it, because he might be a great mayor. But there have been staged events, and the same actors from the Pima County, these pictures from the Pima County book and from all over have been gathered together, and these same actors are used over and over again in, like, the Casey Anthony trial.
Ma'am, listen. Well, I appreciate your call. What's happened is people have lost confidence in the system. And so they know we're being lied to. So people aren't sophisticated. Then they just start making up whatever they want and saying everything's a conspiracy, because now they believe nothing. And that's the difference between being a true conspiracy theorist and someone who's informed. And that just sounds wild. I don't know what you're talking about. I got people that claim I'm really Bill Hicks, or I'm a reptoid, or I'm a Vatican assassin. And then that sounds like where we were going. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not really a Vatican assassin. I am actually a reptoid. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Idaho. Scott, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
Declaration of Independence. You read it. It's all happening again.
And what I'd like to tell your listeners today, Alex, if we can't think for ourselves, if we're unwilling to question authority, then we're just putty in the hands of those in power. But if the citizens are educated and form their own opinions, then those in power work for us. In every country, we should be teaching our children the scientific method and the reason for a Bill of Rights. With it comes a certain decency, humility, and community spirit in the demon.
We must teach a love of reality and a love of independence and a love of being honorable and good and a hatred of parasites. Anything else, Scott?
The reality is, Alex, that currently in this country, one out of every 16 American citizens is incarcerated on probation or parole.
Yeah, that's how they're taking our rights, is putting us all in the criminal justice system. Now the new gun executive order is they just put you on a list and you can't own guns. Now you're just put on a secret police list. Thank you, Scott. More calls coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I can't back down.
Well, I won't back down.
I can't. I mean, these people aren't giving us quarter.
I won't back down.
You can stand us up.
You can stand me up
at the gates of hell.
But I won't back down.
No, I'll stand my ground.
Gonna stand my ground.
I won't be turned around.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
I'm gonna stand my ground.
My ground.
And I won't back down.
And I won't back
down. Yeah, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Yeah, I know what's right. I got just one life. Beautiful poetry right there. Let us go back to the phone calls. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Coming up, family of murdered Border Patrol agent considering suing feds over Fast and Furious. Patrol agent's family calling for justice. And now I've learned it's three Border Patrol killed with guns connected to Fast and Furious. But in one case, at 100% proven. And finally, folks, we're getting it. And then this is coming up. But I don't want to start ranting about it now, but I mean, this morning without looking, I heard two different local radio shows going, this is wrong. Why would they ship tens of thousands of guns in? Why would they lie about it? Why is it coming out the DEA and FBI is involved? And Holder, the Justice Department head, the AG, has been caught lying. Why? And the hosts were like, well, they were for the last few years. Talking, I mean, both shows were getting it, obviously listening to this one or reading our articles. But the point is, both of the hosts in both instances, one was WOAI, the other KLBJ 590, one of them early in the morning, the other driving in. Both hosts in both cases were saying, well, don't you see? The attorney general was saying we got to restrict guns even last year because of the violence in Mexico. They set this up to blame the Second Amendment. This is criminal. They need to go to jail. Ladies and gentlemen, if without looking, I ran into two shows talking about it today in Texas. Can you imagine what's going on? And they're calling for the arrest of the attorney general. They're talking like common sense people. Normally, talk show hosts are servile, cowardly. You know, they'll act tough on little petty issues they pick, but they don't call for the arrest of attorney generals. Especially one of these local shows. I mean, it's usually just a government worship fest, and they were getting it. Because it's so obvious that this is evil. Evil. And of course they knew what was going to happen. If I went out and sold guns, thousands of them, to criminal gangs, and murders were committed, and it was found I knew who I was selling them to, ladies and gentlemen, I would be brought up on accessory to murder charges. That's what it is. Accessory to murder. And after it came out that I knew they were being used for murders, then I could be brought in as accomplice to murder. And you can get the death penalty for that. Oh, that's a conspiracy, though. Well, millions of people go to prison every year worldwide for conspiracy. You get together where you work and decide to steal equipment with your buddy, that's a conspiracy. You decide to pull a few little fast ones, paying the taxes the private Federal Reserve, they'll charge you with conspiracy. But they tell you that people in government never are involved in conspiracies. On its face, you know how laughable, how asinine, how ridiculous that is. I'm already getting into Fast and Furious. I'm going to cover that more in the next hour. We're waiting for the mayor to call in, and it could be this hour, it could be next hour, with the big confrontation in courtside. And I cut that earlier woman off because she's like, they're using actors in courtside. And Casey, what's it called? I mean, this is just total craziness. And that's the problem. That's going to happen. Because when people lose faith in everything and learn they've been lied to and they're not sophisticated, they're going to just start thinking everything's a lie. And the system plays on it. They're blaming the Constitution, capitalism, free market on the tyranny. No, it's because we got away from that's why we're going into tyranny. They're scapegoating freedom right now for what's happening. They're saying capitalism did this, and the very banksters that engineered the theft are up there demonizing capitalism, telling you they want to raise taxes on the rich, and that's somebody making $125,000 a year when they've written the tax laws to be exempt from the taxes. I mean, they're counting on you, so people don't trust the system anymore, but they're still just as confused, just as ignorant, in some cases just as dumb as they were before. And it's a process. And that's what cognitive infiltration is with Cass Sunstein in the White House, is they say, we got to launch thousands of fake conspiracy theorists causing just absolute bedlam, disinformation, false stories, and that's what they do. And you see these sites, all they do is infight, all they do is make stuff up, all they do is attack people that are telling the truth, like myself, Ron Paul, and others. And it's directly out of cognitive infiltration. I've experienced it so many times, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go to your calls. John in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. On the front page of the Houston Chronicle today, it has new rules on border gun sales. Dealers told to report buyers of two or more rifles prized by cartels. So basically, if you buy any more than one rifle, then you're going to be turned into the ATF.
No. That was the plan a year and a half ago. And now they're going to come out with this executive order to put you on a no-buy list. No judge, no jury, extrajudicial, don't know how you got on it. I've been telling you, that's going to be the plan. Shutting down the gun shows, that's the plan. And Obama's talking about an executive order. What they do here in Austin, they send illegal aliens into the gun show where people have private sales, like you can sell your neighbor a shotgun or give your grandson one. The minority of people in there, folks, decide to sell a few of their guns. They usually don't even run a table. They just walk in with a rifle over their shoulder. And that freaks the system out, the image of people with guns and accidents aren't happening and the guns are out in the open. They want to act like it's porn and make you put it in a black bag. It's all about perception. It's all about theater. It's why they SWAT team Amish and vegetarian or organic stores to then show the jury the SWAT teaming to make them think, well, it must be bad what they're doing. And so they all over the country, I told you last year, they're sending the illegal aliens in running these stings. It's the Mexico collapse scenario that they're going to use to get our guns. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, all through this article, they don't say one thing about Fast and Furious. They just say how great this is going to be the target and stop the gun traffickers.
And you know it's extrajudicial. It's first it's in California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas. And they're just doing it. See, that's what Obama said. It's extrajudicial. Congress didn't pass a law. He just does it, and that's dictatorship.
They said here, they quoted President Felipe Calderon. He said he claimed in a speech last month in California that 85% of the more than 100,000 weapons captured from gangsters in the past 5 years came from U.S. gun dealers. I blame the North American weapons industry for thousands of deaths occurring in Mexico, Calderon said.
Now, I blame the drug war and the Pentagon training Los Zetas to start this war 6 years ago that we said at the time was going to happen. I'm not just saying this now. This is key intel that we've got all along the line. And I told people, as the North American Union SPP document said, the Judicial Watch sued and got, that they would use North American drug war crises to bring in their North American Union and to bring Mexico under NORTHCOM. This is how they're merging it. And yes, I have seen the article. It's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, actually, what Calderon wants, he wants Australian-style gun control, where they come in here and just confiscate everything.
No, I know. In fact, I saw that in the Chronicle this morning. I saw it last year when they were going into gun shops and ordering them. You know, like they're criminals. Well, listen, there's no law, but you sell more than one gun, you call us. Meanwhile, all over the Southwest, the ATF was setting up operations to ship the guns out, and it turns out giving them directly, not just letting them be sold, giving them to the people, and now getting cops killed, Border Patrol killed. That's why we've got to – in fact, give me the headline on that Houston Chronicle article. I'm going to get that. Yeah, John, give me the headline on that.
Front page headlines, new rules on border gun sales.
Yep, new rules on border gun sales. That's the same thing we saw last year. New rules, not laws, rules. Obama says he's got a new rule. He can attack Libya, and it's not a war without congressional approval. He's got a new rule on the EPA to shut down coal power plants supplying 51% of our power, but not his inside buddies. He's got a new rule to take your guns. He's got a new rule to enforce health care. He's got a new rule on the internet kill switch. He's got a new rule. He's a ruler, a despot, a tyrannus. Anything else, John?
Yeah, just this Fast and Furious deal, they really got their hands caught in a rat trap. This proves who really did 911, who really did Oklahoma City, who really put the underwear bomber on board that plane. I mean, it's all false flag, and this is a false flag, and they got caught, and they ought to not only investigate Fast and Furious, they need to go back and investigate all this other stuff we've been talking about for a long time.
Well, John, I know why people don't want to believe Oklahoma City was an inside job, even though it's 100% proven. We know how they did that and who was involved. 9/11, we know the official story is a lie. They stood the game. They've used it to take our freedoms. But we don't know the absolute specifics because they had a fog of war by design. It was much more sophisticated. That's why they did it that way, to cover their trail a little bit better. But you said it. They admittedly shipped the guns in to blame our Second Amendment and to destabilize Mexico and to shut down their drug dealing competition. We've caught them. And, folks, I know it's scary to admit we have criminals running our government that are terrorists, the lowest of the low. But it's a lot more scary to ignore it and let them continue their plan. These people enjoy hurting us. They enjoy destroying freedom. We don't. Folks, imagine being me. Imagine every day doing what I do. committing my family, everything, my life, my name, being attacked by the globalist publications, by the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center. Imagine, this is a commitment. This is something honorable and courage-filled because I love humanity. I'm not going to go along and get along and keep my head down. And if more of us had that attitude, we could turn the tide against these people. But it isn't going to stay stagnant at one spot. It's either going to get worse or it's going to get better. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing is safe. No one is safe. They're not just shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. 11 years ago or 12 years ago, and they signed a deal to take the life insurance policies of all veterans from World War II through current. When they die in a car wreck or cancer or in combat, they do a fast one. The government agreed with the insurance companies and steal their money. Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan have taken thousands of houses on record they didn't even have the deed for and never owned. No, they know it. They're crooks. They know. They know. They know. Don't you get it, people? Of course they staged 9/11. Of course they're sticking their hands down your pants. It's about breaking your will. Anything else, John?
No, that's it, Alex. Keep up the good work.
I mean, thank you, sir. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I wish this wasn't true. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? They knowingly put cancer viruses in all the major vaccines. Go search cancer viruses and vaccines. And you'll see constant articles about, oh, this deadly cancer-borne virus or a virus that causes cancer was found in this polio shot. It was found in that shot. The CIA was caught with fake inoculations in Pakistan to get DNA, if you even believe that. Fallen soldiers' families denied cash as insurers profit. Bloomberg. There it is. I mean, these people met with the government 12 years ago in 99, same time they got rid of Glass-Steagall. They committed themselves to total crime. You see, they have to complete the tyranny because they're all going to prison. They're going to have to run to third world countries and hide if we take America and Europe and other countries back. It's going to be globalist hunting, not Nazi hunting. It's going to be people with bounties on them from governments and private groups hunting them down to bring them to justice. You understand, we're in a toe-to-toe death match. It'd be like being thrown into an arena in Rome 2,000 years ago, and they throw the battle axe down in front of you, and the door opens, and out comes the gladiator. Okay? You're not getting out of this by making excuses. I'm in the arena. You think I like this? I got my family. I got free humanity I got to defend. I'm nothing special. I'd have blind courage not to fight these people in the info war. And so the gladiator's coming out. I saw this coming from history 16, 17 years ago, so I decided in the info war, okay, I'm under attack. They want my guns. They want my private property. They're globalists. They're authoritarians. They're tyrants. Okay, I'll pick the axe up. And look what I've done in 16 years, picking the axe up. Pick it up. Pick it. They're coming down on you regardless. Okay, we may not be able to beat them individually. That's a trained gladiator. I don't care. I'm not going to roll over and put my head between my knees for him to come down on me with a sword. I'm going to get gutted up, grab that battle axe, and just go all in. And you know what? He may even get the sword in on me in the first strike, but then I'm going to grab him and get that axe in. He's going down with me. So other people behind us, other women, children, widows, innocents, so they're defended. That's what a man has to do. A man's got to say, I'm committed. Oh, I'm telling you. Ah! Let's go ahead and talk to Jonathan in Kansas. You're on the air, Jonathan. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Did you know that 9/11 Commissioner Bob Graham came on MSNBC 2 days ago, and he said Saudi Arabia helped two 9/11 hijackers and the U.S. government helped block the information getting out. And the video is called, on YouTube, you can look it up, and it's called Saudi Arabia gave assistance to at least two of the 9/11 hijackers. Again, it's Saudi Arabia gave assistance to at least two of the 9/11 hijackers.
Yeah, we'll pull that up. And I had read that in the news. I didn't have time to pull the video up, and I should have. We're just getting hit by so much news. But let me break this down for you. And Jonathan's been calling for years, always with great news tips. I recognize your voice. Good to hear from you. Six of the 10 commissioners say the government covered it up and may even be involved. Two of the three lawyers are public. That's why they're so desperate, because they can't stage terror attacks anymore because everybody's watching them. When the government brought the underwear bomber on the plane, we had the witnesses. My listeners got them on. A month and a half later, the government had to admit, yeah, we got him on the plane. We're not going to talk about it. National security. He was drugged out, brought him on, blew a firecracker up in his pants. So now they got to stick their hands down your pants. And look. Of course, Saudi Arabia. People go, well, who was involved? Was it the U.S., England, Israel, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia? Who is it, Alice? You say all these groups. Who ran the war against the Russians in Afghanistan from 79 through? Brzezinski admits they launched it in 79. They started the war with the Russians. Not that they're good either. It's all the same type of criminal stuff. Who started that? Who sent the money? It's on record. It's been declassified. The United States, Israel, England. They used to run Pakistan and Afghanistan. Saudi Arabia did I mention Pakistan? Turkey was involved as well. Of course, these intelligence agencies are all merged. They run the narcotics. They run the white slaves. They're all evil. It's all evil. And the hijackers, when the U.S. Embassy didn't want to give them visas, this is on record. This is Toronto Star. I've interviewed Springman, the head of the visa section. They were told, don't worry that they're listed as terrorists. That's their cover. These guys work for us. Then we have Newsweek admitting they were trained at bases. The head of the Defense Language School, Colonel Butler, went public and said, we trained these guys at the school. These guys are U.S. government spies. Now, we don't know what they did once they got on the planes. Were they double agents of Al-Qaeda? Give me a break, folks. That's what I'm saying. Stay there, Jonathan. I'm going to get back to you. Then Michael, Rick, John, Debbie. We're going to get to everybody. Wow, I started out a little bit dingy this morning from not getting much sleep, and now I'm just rampaging. Because what happens is, when I'm tired, folks, I really let you know who I really am. I mean, I just go all out with it. Because this isn't a radio show. This isn't entertainment. This is the real world. This is the real world, toe-to-toe with pure evil. Pure evil must be resisted. Stay with us.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Individually, I know we're going the distance. I know the fires of liberty are getting fired up. Ah! Yeah, we found it. 9/11 Commissioner Bob Graham, he was one of the leaders of the commission. Here he is on national television saying that the Saudis were involved and that the U.S. government covered it up. And really, he's already said that before on the Washington Post, but I told the BBC that while they were here and they would just laugh. I'd say, what about the passports surviving and magically being found on 9/11 at the World? And they said, oh, that's very reasonable, and giggled. The guy had, like, black teeth. It was like a merc. And I was just like, you know what? This interview's done. Not that you're asking hard questions. I'm not going to sit here and be giggled at. You go have fun with your system and take all your vaccines and drink lots of sodium fluoride water. And he giggled and laughed at that as well. And he had somebody with him, looked like they were Quasimodo. I don't judge books by covers, but you know what? I'm done. I'm done with you. I'm done. I'm not a coward. I don't go lick the boots of the system. I'm committed. You think you're going to be safe in the system? Enjoy it. All right, I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and play the clip, then I'm going back to your calls. Here it is.
Just briefly, Thomas, there are some unquestioned facts that Saudi Arabia was providing significant assistance to at least two of the 19 hijackers living in San Diego. Mm-hmm. The questions are, why was Saudi Arabia doing this? Was it also providing assistance to the other 17 hijackers? And then why did the United States go to such lengths, including censuring the Congressional Inquiry's report on the events leading up to 9/11 that related to the role of Saudi Arabia? So there are a lot of unanswered questions, and keys to the kingdom starts with finding those answers.
If you say that 40% of what's in this
That's good. We're going to post the whole clip on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. But, in fact, Watson's already done an article about it today. I did a satire piece. Alex Jones comes out against 9/11 Truth, and I actually raised that in the piece. It's like, they say it was a lie. You know, he's there saying, why did the U.S. government cover it up? Well, go interview Colonel Stephen Butler. He came out in an article in the San Jose Mercury News, a few weeks after 9/11. He said, look, I don't know what's going on, but these guys were trained right here at the school. I'm the dean. Those guys on the news, they work for us. Something's going on here. And they started court-martialing him, and so he shut up. Of course they did it. Of course. I mean, none of us are safe. Murdering killers run the country. And if you cower to them, they win. A lot of you. I talk to a lot of adults and media people that privately go, yeah, we know it's an inside job. The late Derry Brownfield, good guy, on the Genesis Network, died a few months ago. Privately, you know, I talked to him, I talked to his old producer, and he's like, Alex, that wasn't a big deal, but I was like, why do you never even come on my show, never have me on yours? And he said, Alex, it's the 9/11 stuff. He said, someday it'll come out, and I agree with you, and so did his producer, I forget his name, Jeff, really nice guy. He goes, we know, those are smart, good old boys. He'd run a lot of businesses and things, and really been the head of the Stockyard Association, cattle associations, all that stuff. And they said, we just not going to do that. Well, now that fellow's gone on to his maker. I wonder if he, looking down from heaven, would have rather. I mean, who cares about a radio show? Who cares how many stations you're on? If you got people running the country that are murdering you, none of you are safe. You don't just, wow, that's scary. They're murderers. I think I'll shut up about it. People call me a hero. They say I've got all this courage, all this stuff. I would have to be a lunatic moron to know this is an inside job and not stand up and speak out against it. And that's an American attitude. That's a human attitude. What is this new modern thing where you know what's going on, but you don't talk about it? I mean, not me. I couldn't look myself in the mirror. So whatever they did to me, that's it. It doesn't matter.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.